Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mission Impossible out today.
Ooh.
How many people are going to go see that? I'd like to get on.
Next week.
Let it settle down a little bit.
No, I'm going out of town this weekend.
Oh, that's right, Richie. Yes. All right. Richie McFadden is here. Jennifer Horn, the most important voice on the Good Day program in many people's minds, is here. What do you mean?
No, I said all.
It's more like
No.
A lot of people love Roberta being back, but she's gone off on a... Where did she go to the show? That's right. How could I forget this? She wanted to stay at my house in California.
Yeah, she's in L.A.
And
she took that loud cap that we always hear. You know, that cap that goes, and we can always hear it.
Yeah.
Right. And she took that to California to give it to her daughter.
Oh, isn't that
dropping
sweet?
Dropping in the ocean. Yeah.
Aw, be nice. That's a cute...
Now, you see, I was thinking that, Richie, but I decided not to say it because I'm trying to be on the side of the cat fans.
I'm glad to be the bad guy.
Ken Kessler monitoring social media as well. So this is all over social media, Kenny. First, the GMO labeling thing. You have the opportunity through a petition that appears on our Facebook page and also at DougStephan.com to tell the Senate and the President that you would like to have, and this is, by the way, overwhelming, poll suggesting that we asked you whether or not the foods ought to be labeled, and overwhelmingly, 82% of you said yes. Almost 90% of the public at large wants these labels. So there is a petition that has started. We've had it on our website and at Facebook for 3 or 4 days now. And I think we're up to, 140 signatures, 140,000 signatures, Kenny?
133,080.
Okay. All right. So this will have an impact on what goes on. Let's hope the Senate, somebody there is smart enough. It certainly won't be Mitch McConnell, but the rank and file to see if this thing can give you what you want.
Which petition is that?
Isn't that a representative government? This is a petition to force the big ag and those who would not want to have the food labeled so that we knew what we were buying, because not in their best interest. It's in their best interest to put crap out and get it from places other than this country. And this bill would allow or mandate that these things be labeled, country of origin, that sort of thing, called cool. And the Monsantos of the world, ADMs, Cargill, and the big cooperatives don't want this to happen. So, is that clear, Richie? Is that
no, I'm looking also at a petition at whitehouse.gov, which has 115,000.
I see a petition of 145,000 signatures at whitehouse.gov.
Calling, well, I see a petition.
You know,
the extradition of Walter Palmer, who's the dentist that's been charged for killing the Zimbabwe lion.
Why are they going to extradite him?
I don't know. He's not...
Because it's not a crime where he, in Africa.
Yeah.
They're not going to extradite him.
Nah, he's just going to...
What are they going to do with him?
His life is over as he knew it. That's all.
Yeah, it is a crime, and the Zimbabwe government wants him.
Oh, is that it? So extradite him from America back there.
They will not extradite this guy.
They will?
And I've heard that it's not a crime, though. I mean that this is pretty common practice.
And the real crime is
Africa.
The guides.
Right.
Those are the ones that should...
Well, didn't they charge them, the two of them, with all kinds of...
They did charge one of them, but that's why they want him.
Because the issue isn't killing the lion, it's that they lured it out of a protected area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of issues here. One of them is that we've paid as much attention to this as we have at the expense of a lot of other things. Some people just think that this is way over the top when there's so many other things going on. I don't know whether I agree with that or I disagree with it. I just think it's an important human sort of event, or it is a human nature thing. This guy not only wanted to kill
people.
They wanted
Zimbabweans.
Yeah.
They're begging for guys to come, like to come over there right. and kill their
animals.
Because
they're rich.
Because they make $400 a year, and this brings in $50,000 a shot.
Yeah.
And they want if every single one of us could go over there and give them $50,000, they would let us kill every animal in that country.
Well, this guy was not only aiming for the lion, he was supposed to be getting an elephant. He had contracted with
That's
these
what
two guys.
Next, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He had an elephant that had a big tusk. So, anyway.
No, he's certainly got issues.
Yeah. Of course he does. All right, here's an issue that I have. Tell me what you think about this idea. There's an announcement coming forth today about a pilot program that will make prisoners in jail eligible for student aid so they can go on with their schooling. The aid would come in the form of Pell Grants, the same grants that are given to low-income people in our country when they go to any college they want. This is a grant. Not a loan, a grant that does not have to be repaid. Ideas, thoughts about this? 888-302-3684. Kenny, we've probably even got this posted yet, so you don't have any comments. But in general, I would like to know whether the three of you, as we go around the room here, think this is a good idea or not. Kenny?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think we don't give them anything to do. We lock them up in a cage and they play basketball and smoke. Mm-hmm. Let's have them do something constructive and hopefully come out. This is actually a way to rehabilitate them. Come out with something to offer.
Here's something that I have thought of often. We are spending about $40,000 a year on all these prisoners. There's a big focus, as you know, and I have made it one of my cause celebs, to get people out of jail that don't belong in jail. There are a lot of these people who are in jail. For example, when Michael Milken was in jail, he basically had a school. He was teaching all kinds of things to prisoners in school about math, about money, about life. He became a model, and he was in a low res or whatever they call them, the same kind of like a country club prison, the same kind of place that Pete Rose went to, or any high visible celebrity types go to these country club prisons. But, you know, he did something good with his time. Why wouldn't we get some of these people that are in there that have knowledge, instead of just teaching these people in jail how to be better criminals, which is what happens to most of them, as Kenny said, they have nothing to do, so why not give them something constructive to do? I don't know if I think it should be taking college courses, but maybe there should be on the staff people, or you find who's qualified in the group of inmates to do what are their skills. I mean, when you go into the service, they at least ask you what your skills are. They don't usually put you in that area. But if you're in prison, especially these white-collar criminals and the people that are in there for drug offenses that ought not to be there in the first place, find out what their skills are and put them to work. Yes,
yeah,
no?
I've always thought, put them to work. I mean, you look at how gross the highways are.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I mean, unless these guys are really dangerous criminals that have a really high risk of escape, put them out there on the chain gang. I mean, why not? Have them clean up the freeways. Have them scrub graffiti off of walls. Send them to schools and scrub graffiti off the walls. Do it during summer when the kids aren't there. I mean, put these guys to work to pay for the money that we use to feed them and give them shelter. I don't know why that would be such a big deal.
I'm a fan of that, but also give them skills so that when they get out, they don't go right back to where they were. No matter what it costs, as long as we're not doing it stupidly so we're wasting money, we're going to get the money back. If they come out with a skill, that money will come back to us that we put into it.
Yeah. All right. So everybody's been heard. What do you think? I don't know. I told you what I thought. I think you find people that are in there already and use their talents. This whole business of having this kind of an what was it, Monday or Tuesday, we were talking about the numbers of people that are in prison in our country.
But what if their talents are knocking off a 7-Eleven?
Well, that's what they're, now they're teaching that to other people who are in there.
Excuse me, what are you good at? Where am I?
Do you think?
Jump over a cash register real quick, grab the money, and I'm fast.
All right.
Do you think people who who can't go to college now are going to see this kind of thing and think, well, I'm going to knock off.
No, yeah. See, that's why I don't feel like giving them a full college education, but put them to work for sure.
Well, I mean, nothing says it has to be, you know, a Harvard education. Maybe it's just they go to plumbing school or
vocational education. There are a lot of people that I, and I happen to know this firsthand, sadly, who go to prison because it's just better there. They don't have to worry about a job. They, I mean, they get
three
caught. They don't mind getting caught. Yeah. And so I think if you make it even easier and you say, hey, I'll throw in a college education, I don't know if that's incentive or not. But
well, it's all food for thought. That's good input. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. What do you think? While you are thinking, let's think about how you are looking. Are you suffering from thinning hair? Please listen carefully. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your hair from going bye-bye. Tis the season for good looks. Provia is going to help you if you have premature hair loss. The problem doesn't need to be you. Other people, maybe, until they hear about Provia. This product works miracles. Works for men and women, safer colored and treated hair. For your summer activities, Provia has a great summer sale. Stronger, fuller, healthier hair by calling 800-525-8319. I've made it clear this is natural, organic. Not chemically based. Cleanses your pores in the scalp, and then the what happens underneath the scalp is the follicles that are there can come up through your hair, starts growing in as a volumizer with it. It's basic, it's simple, and it's available now at 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Simple. Get your hair back or get your money back. Order Provia today. Get the brand new Provia Super Concentrate 2 for the price of 1 and special shipping as well. 800-525-8319.
Musicians, it's back to school time at Guitar Center. Guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Time to get the school gear you really want. This weekend, we're giving you a huge student discount, and you don't even need to be a student. Save up to 25% off qualifying products. Get deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99. The Dario electric guitar strings, 10 sets for $29. Concert ukuleles, only $79. Or Tokajeme drums, just $25. Don't miss Guitar Center's back to school savings, now through Sunday.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word. G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Number one book on the New York Times bestseller list, Go Set a Watchman.
Really?
Yeah.
Read it.
Yep. It's a sequel of sorts to Kill a Mockingbird, which was number one on the bestseller list for about 98 weeks in the 1960s. Also, a pre-Civil War baseball card at auction yesterday. Pre-Civil War baseball card, $179,250. Pre-Civil War baseball was in its infancy. And I didn't even know baseball cards existed, frankly, back then.
I know. That's kind of weird, huh?
$179,250. Wow.
Hope your grandma didn't throw that one away.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what else is going for big money? Some of the old instruments, old musical instruments. Keep those around if you've got them. 21 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Church, ladies and gentlemen.
Take a deep breath. You're going to need it for this person.
Everybody needs to be breathing. Better take a deep breath. It'll calm you down. Stick out your chest.
Great talk. She's a beautiful way. I know. It's a little cracky. To the one that was waiting for me. Okay, I have an idea. Can we play Radio Karaoke this Friday? Please,
sure,
please. No, I want people to call in and play karaoke with us.
You don't have time, Jennifer.
Come on!
Yeah, sorry.
It's Friday.
Should have thought about this before.
Well, I just thought about it now.
I know.
Do it.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program.
Yeah.
All right, so this is...
You know what make it a really good day?
What's that?
Radio karaoke.
I got that. Mariah Carey with Vision of Love, number one song during this week in 1990. Mariah Carey, as Jennifer told us earlier, is going to have a directorial opportunity with a show she's producing about herself, isn't it? A documentary of sorts?
Well, it's a Christmas movie, which she has, you know, the biggest Christmas song. Modern times, anyway.
Right, yeah. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
That's a good one.
Not her son.
Yeah,
all right. So that's the musical focus. Let's get to our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. It's from the comedy team Key and Peele. They present a parody of SportsCenter, imagining what it would be like if teachers were the stars instead of athletes. So you've got to get the whole ramification of this, you've got to watch the video. But here's some of the audio from the video.
Teaching Center is brought to you by BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hello and welcome to Teaching Center. I'm Boyd Maxwell with today's top stories from the exciting world of teaching.
And I'm Perry Schmidt.
Well, now we know the long-awaited announcement by star English teacher Ruby Roof has sent teaching fans across the nation into a frenzy.
I've enjoyed my time in Ohio very much, but I'm pleased to announce that I'm taking my talents back to New York City. Thank you very much.
Apparently, PS 431 has made Ruby an offer she couldn't refuse. $80 million guaranteed over 6 years, with another $40 million in incentives based on test scores. This salary puts her right up there with Rockridge Elementary's Katie Hope and William Wu.
It looks exactly like SportsCenter.
Yeah.
With the graphics and everything.
All right, let's take a look at yesterday's high school teacher draft from Radio City Music Hall, where Central Rapids High, recipient of the worst test scores last semester, made the first pick. That was no surprise to anyone.
With the first pick, Central Rapids High takes calculus teacher Mike Yost from Tulsa Teachers College.
And just like that, you're a millionaire. Mike Yost is an unbelievable story. His father living from paycheck to paycheck as a humble pro football player.
He goes out and gets the hat.
You know he's going to buy his mom a house. Oh, you know this. So there's no way around that. You owe your mom.
Oh, that's hysterical. All right. You got to kind of catch it, though. The essence of it, as Richie said, it does look like the set of SportsCenter.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Except it values people. Maybe there's, even though it's fun, maybe there's something, there's a sort of hidden meaning to this, digging around in it. I would say that we undervalue teachers. There could be something more to this than just fun, if you look at it. We are so interested and enamored by guys who are going to throw a football or a baseball or something like that, pay them a lot of money. But yet to the people who shape the minds of those who will be the next leaders of America, we don't pay them well at all. So I wonder if there isn't something subtle behind it. It's funny, yep, but you know me, I look under the rocks. And for me, this is a subtle slam at the way things are, and perhaps maybe with a thought to the way things ought to be, 28 after the hour.
This is Dr. Shams on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Switching care, patient preference, is often a chief complaint these days. It means patient doesn't like their current doctor and they want to interview you for the job. First off, let me tell you what my bias is here. If you're unhappy with your doctor, get a new one. Excluding poor quality care, often the reason for change is personality. The patient feels their doctor is too confident or not confident enough, whatever it may be. DCOC advice, if your doctor's shopping because you don't like what your current doctor is telling you, like vaccines work and you should vaccinate your child, you will find a doc who agrees with you. This means you get what you want. It doesn't mean your child's healthier. Like any failed relationship, there's usually fault on both sides. Think about your role and let your doc know why you're unhappy. He or she needs to know why you're leaving. Otherwise, whatever drove you out won't change. And once again, if you're unhappy with your doctor, get a new one. Your life may just depend on it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, all season long.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer. Ends 9/12/15.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
That I saw yesterday, and I just had it in my mind, and now from my mind...
It fell out your left ear?
It fell out of a couple of different places, so let me see, it's something that I can't not do, but in the meantime, there are so many other things that we can do. This is from the Remember Department. Last year at this time, see how things escape us, how we have this focus on things and then they change. It was a year ago today that the first reports came in of the death of people in Africa from Ebola.
Gosh, only a year?
Wow. 1 year ago today.
That's pretty good that they were able to contain it and work on it so quickly.
But all in all, after all of that hoopla, now maybe we helped save a lot of people's lives, but the fatality toll from the whole epidemic was like 7,000 people or something along that line. Kenny, will you check that for me? Because I'm not sure. But it's a number that is less than what we might have thought given... other predicaments and other problems, like the number of people killed in the war in the Middle East, for example. And the way the news media treated this, it was like the plague. It was like a return to the 14th century when we would all be done in. And yet, I mean, it was serious.
It was scary.
And it was scary. But was it scary, Jennifer, because the news media made us feel like it was something more difficult or more dangerous than it really was? It was dangerous for the people who were exposed to it, for sure.
I'm going to say mostly the scary part was
Kenny?
The
729.
Total. I thought it was in the thousands.
Hmm?
729. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to say mostly the scary part for me was the explosive bloody diarrhea. That's probably the part that got me the worst. I don't know if that's the media coverage of it, but the disease itself is not a pretty one. It's disgusting. I mean, it's just, you hear these horrible stories about what these people were going through. I mean, that's not the way you want to go out if you had to choose. I think that's what scared me more than the media coverage of it. Now, maybe is it because of the media I knew about it? Probably, yes.
I'm seeing a story where 11,200 people died from Ebola since the epidemic began in Guinea in December 2013.
Yeah, I thought the numbers were higher than they are.
There's a story on CNBC from this morning, and it says that the Merck Ebola vaccine shows to be 100% effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this new vaccine is the big breaking news right now. If you look at the CNN website, breaking news, newly developed vaccine, highly effective according to the World Health Organization. So that's good. That's good news.
Yeah. All right. So, but it's something that we put into perspective. Also, all the talk about the weather and the heat and the rain. Midwestern farmers concerned about rain and the impact it's going to have on the crops. And, you know, I'm not tired of this, but it's another one of these things that I would hope to have us put into perspective. In 1999, on the 1st of August, there was a heat wave going on in our country. 94 people died in Chicago.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah,
they had 100-plus degree heat for about 10 days. Thousands of people forced to endure the heat. One of the things, Meredith and I were talking about this yesterday, where would we be? Think about your life now. We've had 93, 94, 95 degree days here in the greater Boston area for the past week. Down where you are, Richie, common at this time of year to have that sort of heat. Go down to the Carolinas, you go southwest, it's 100 degrees. Where the heck would we be without air conditioning? Think about your life.
I mean, I'm serious
about this.
This has been a big story the last week or so, because trending on social media has been an article that's, here's the headline. Ready for this, Doug?
Yeah.
Europe to America. Your love of air conditioning is stupid.
Really?
Hey, America to Europe? Get some ice, because right. I can't drink water over there.
Yeah.
They say weather in Berlin is similar, but there's one striking difference between the two capitals. Many Americans would probably never consider living without or working with building air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the Germans just look at us like we're crazy for having all this, like we're a bunch of weird.
I stand in front of my air conditioner sometime and just wait. And just go,
well, now where you are in that office.
No, I'm talking about my house.
Well, even in your house. I don't have air conditioning in my house on the beach. There's no air there at all. The wind and the pleasantness from the ocean doesn't bother us at all.
My wife's condo, it's on the beach, though, in Columbia. Yeah. There's no air in there. Yeah. You keep the fans on. You keep the front. The back door open and the breeze goes through.
Yeah, you know what? The breeze doesn't kill the humidity, though. That's the thing. You know, air conditioning, especially when it gets humid,
but there's no humid.
Dries out the air.
There's no humid where you are. There's no humid
please.
On the other side of the beach.
There used to be no humid where I am. This summer has been ridiculous. We've had monsoons. Oh my gosh! You want
to
bet? I bet you the humidity here is worse than it is in D.C. today. That's no joke.
So with weather in the focus, there's a story at DougStefan.com from today's show today about something that happened in Wyoming yesterday. This is global warming. Yes or no? This is the mountains of western Wyoming. Cold front moved in and dumped heavy rain in the valley, but snow above 9,000 feet. Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, they saw a storm coming, shut down the tram that went up to the height of the mountain. And if you look at the picture that we have at DougStefan.com, the tram is going over a mountain covered with snow. This picture was taken yesterday.
Wow.
So this is something, and you see a lot of this stuff posted on Facebook. Excitement. There was people getting ski. There are people that ski are nuts anyway, in my opinion. And so here they are. They put on their skis. It's hello, July 30th.
Yeah.
You're putting on your skis.
I skied in June on Mount Hood in Oregon.
Yeah. Well, a lot of stuff.
First week
we had a pile of snow in Boston until, a month ago.
Yeah, it just melted,
left
right?
Over
could you
right.
Ski down it?
Yeah, well, I probably wouldn't have been a choice that people
you could.
Would
that's
made.
Actually how Doug and I ski. It's on a little teeny slope of snow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I want to just spend a moment here having us think a little bit about reality. Okay, everybody ready? This is Reality Check on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
It's no fun.
Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. And it has to do with what we think about what goes on in our country. Consider this, like Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. And it has to do somewhat with the heat. Both Chicago, Illinois, and Houston, Texas this time of year are damn hot. Yes, agreed?
Agreed.
Houston's humid. Yes. Chicago's humid. They both are about the same size. They both have about the same median household income, about $40,000 a year. They have 2.5 million people that live in them. The percentage of minorities in Chicago, let's see here, 38% black, 29% of the population is Hispanic, 5% Asian. Non-Hispanic whites are 28%. Think about that in terms of how it all works. The thing that is equal in Houston, pretty much the same numbers. The minority population is a little bit less, like 1 point. But comparatively speaking, Chicago and Houston are similar in many ways. So this is red meat for you, Jennifer, and you have my permission to use this afternoon on your local L.A. program. And, Richie, you can pass it along if other people haven't seen it, some of the other programs that are aired on Radio America, which tend to have a right-of-center bent politically, but they're a little they're hipper and younger. And but these ideas are still valuable no matter what your age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is about the gun laws. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. In Houston, there's a concealed carry gun law. In Chicago, there is not.
Mm-hmm.
The number of gun stores in Chicago, zero.
Yeah, they
none.
Don't have any. We talk about this all the time.
184 in Houston.
More gun control, more deaths.
Homicides last year in Chicago, 1,800. Homicides in Houston, 200.
Mm-hmm.
Homicides per 100,000, almost 40. And this is damnable, man. You get to that 40 in Chicago, 9 in Houston.
It has nothing to do with the gun. That's
the average temperature. Well, it has to do. So what do you think it has to do with?
It has to do with the person holding the gun. The gun itself, I mean, people that have concealed carry are very well trained in having a gun, in using a gun. And when I went through my training, just once going to a shooting range, the people that are real gun enthusiasts have so much respect for human life. They scream at you at the gun range if you have your hand on the trigger when you're not pointing at a target. I mean, they are really,
I took a class at the NRA gun range, which is their headquarters is right down the street from my house. And it's very impressive to go through the training. I don't own a gun. I thought about it, but I don't own one. And it's really impressive to go through their training course.
Yeah, if I had children, I would never have a gun. I don't have a gun either.
I'm telling you, the first thing I thought, and I have not been, I mean, look, I support people who want to have a gun. I've never chosen to have one for myself. But that has changed. After the shooting in Lafayette, after I heard that story, it was like the last straw for me. It's time to start arming the good guys, because the bad guys will always be armed.
But you know what?
I want a concealed carry license.
My buddy who took
I know you can conceal them too, Jennifer.
I do too.
Right, yeah. Go ahead, Richie.
He's going again in a couple of weeks, and he takes his son with him, and he's got a little, 22 thing. And he's like, bring Sean along. And then, you know what? I'm going to take Sean along, because if he were ever to come up where he were to be in somebody's house and there's a gun there, I want him to know. I want him to be educated.
Plus, you want to take away the mystique of playing with it.
I don't want him to walk up a gun and not know how it works, not know what it's capable of. I want him to know.
Yeah, would you give him training, though, at his age? Would you have him hold a gun?
At this NRA range, I absolutely would. That's what they specialize in.
I learned how to shoot a gun on the farm when I was about his age. I didn't ever use one. I took training when I was in high school and joined the NRA, and I've always belonged to the NRA. Never have I owned a gun. Never. And I probably wouldn't ever own a gun. It just is, I don't know, I just felt like it was something worthwhile to do. On the farm, it was important to know that skill. And so that's how I see it. I would never, I don't put it in the perspective of human and human. I use the, in my mind, guns are for the animals that are a problem on the farm. And I've changed a lot. Yesterday, I wish I had a... This may be a little too much information, but I'm thinking about it now. You remember how I used to talk about woodchucks, groundhogs?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So yesterday I'm in the bathroom. I'm looking out. There's a porch on my... The bathroom is on the side of the house. There's a porch next to the bathroom and then the front lawn. And I'm standing there doing my business, and I'm looking out the window, and there's this little... The cutest little, I'm thinking about it. I started laughing actually to myself. I'm looking at this little woodchuck who's walking around the flower bed, eating the flowers and the weeds and stuff that are there, looking around, sort of standing up on his perch. And I wondered first, how do you get this close to the house? Because I haven't seen any woodchucks around here for a long time. Well, there were never any around when Charlotte was around. But now I don't have a dog, and there's the cats in the barn, they never come over here. So, but I found myself having sympathy for this little guy. And think he was kind of cute. And how I used to, I used to go run over him. If I saw one on the field and I was on the drive, I'd go, I'd aim for him and run him, try to run him over. Oh,
because they would dig holes in your cows.
They
would,
exactly, break their leg, and that'd be the end of the cow. Right, yeah.
Right.
But there's something that has changed. I don't know what it is, but it's sort of a... It's sort of a,
I have a quote from that chipmunk out there.
Do you, Rich?
Yeah.
Sucker!
Thank you.
Laughing at you.
Dance, woodchuck dance.
What, are you going to go kill a squirrel next?
All right. I guess I got what I deserved in that one. It's 13 before the hour, 47 after on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Big news from Massachusetts. Researchers for the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority find a couple of hundred dead crows, and there was concern that they might have died from the avian flu. A bird pathologist examined the remains of these crows. To everybody's relief, the problem was not the flu, cause of death appeared to be vehicular impact. During the analysis, it was noted that varying colors of paint appeared on the bird's beaks. Analyzing these paint residues determined that 98% of the crows had been killed by trucks, 2% killed by impacts with cars. They hired an ornithological behaviorist to determine if there was a cause for the disproportionate number of truck kills versus car kills. The conclusion was very interesting. They discovered that while the lookout crows who were overseeing the crows on the road eating roadkill, there on the lookout, they could shout, "Caw, caw, caw," but they couldn't shout, "Truck." Truck. So that's the reason more crows have been killed by trucks than cars.
Car.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling
from? Surprised you got through, you squeak
out. Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry.
Hey, excuse me, Holmes.
I don't know why they call this stuff hamburger helper. It does just fine by itself, huh?
Is that Randy Quaid?
That's Randy. Cousin Eddie.
All right. So
this... I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose.
Is this the one I didn't like? Or was it Christmas Vacation I didn't like?
Oh, Christmas Vacation is even better.
This just drove 2,460 miles just for a little Roy Wally entertainment. The moose says you're closed. I say you're open.
All right, the song Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham came from National Lampoon's V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N number one movie during this week in 1983. three. So we have Clark Griswold and the mother was in this, right?
Beverly.
Beverly D'Angelo. Thank you, Kenny. All right, so there's a new movie called Vacation out this weekend, right?
Yes.
All right.
It follows the travels of his Clark's son, Rusty.
Right. All right, so two big movies out this weekend that people are talking about. I think we have some sound from both of them.
Wally World, here we come.
What the hell is that?
That's the 2015 Tartan Prancer. It's the Honda of Albania. Let's hit the road.
What kind of would drive his family across the country?
Audrey, Dad wanted us to be close, and that's all I want for my family.
You gotta go faster, Dad.
The pressure doesn't go any faster.
Okay, well, maybe if I press this rapid fire, it'll like give it a boost or something.
Yes.
What's happening?
I probably am not going to go out of my way to see
this. Oh, it's going to be good.
I will go out of my way to see the other movie. We'll talk about it in a moment. What's the other big movie coming out today? We'll find out in a moment on Good Day.
How much longer until the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopUA.com for details.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kenner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 6464, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, code 6464.
All right, the fifth installment in the Mission Impossible franchise, movie-wise, with Tom Cruise, and I think most of the gang from the last one that took place in Dubai. Or at least that's what I remember, the hotel, and Tom Cruise does his own stunts hanging off the side of that building. Ah! So all of the buzz on this appears to be good, right? Is there any negative buzz at all on this? I don't think there's any negative buzz. So this will be a gigantic opening the weekend, and whether you can get a ticket or not at this point probably remains to be seen. You got some sound from it, Richie?
You have to get through 12 feet of concrete and 70,000 gallons of pressurized water without any metal.
No oxygen tanks.
Ethan, do you copy? Ethan, abort! Abort now!
Whoa.
Are you okay to drive?
A minute ago you were dead.
What are you talking about?
This is not going to end well.
Always good stuff.
Fun.
Perfect, perfect summer stuff. And Cruise has it. No matter what you say, he has got it. And he got those. So is Jeremy Renner? I heard the British guy's voice.
Simon Pegg.
Pegg. That's it. But is Jeremy Renner in this too?
Yeah.
He is. Yeah. Okay. So what are the predictions, Kenny? 150 million, some crazy number like that, if I remember correctly. Chuck said earlier in the week. Huge opening. If I can get a seat for the two of us, I'll go to see it. Although, as Richie said, wait till next week because you won't be able to get to.
Let it slow down a little.
No, Alec Baldwin's in this too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ving Rhames.
Well, he was in the original, the first couple of three, wasn't he? And then he, for whatever reason, bowed out of the fourth one.
Yeah, this is going to be good stuff.
Yeah. Right. Well, you like the pairing of Cruise with Ving Rhames was good.
I still say Vacation kicks its butt in the box office.
You think so?
Yeah.
Vacation really?
It is not.
It's so baloney. Trying to put some money on that, Richie?
Take the bet.
Take the bet. All right. That does it for another hour of the Good Day program. 59 past the hour now.
The ultimate ketchup, Eddie. Nothing but the best.
All right.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.